Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. with Shekinah and Fortress, the Queens of Breakfast. Wake up to the best in music, news, entertainment with Power Breakfast, your favorite weekday morning show on Power 91.3 FM, Beach TV, Channel 92 on Topstar, and live on Facebook. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government reaffirms commitment to inclusive education in Central Province. UPND credit strategy review for Kasama by-election victory. Mozambique floods cut off communities as UN agencies struggle to respond. And finally, in sports news, FAS launches the FIFA Elite Youth Goalkeeping Coaches Course.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring that all children, including those with special needs, have access to quality and inclusive education in Central Province. Central Province Provincial Education Officer Mambe Hamdudu says the era of keeping children with disabilities hidden at home is over as inclusive education continues to gain momentum across the province. Mr. Hamdudu was speaking within Kabwe during the dissemination meeting of the baseline evaluation results of the Realizing Inclusive and Safe Education Rights Project. She noted the meeting brought together officials from the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, and cooperating partners from Lusaka and Central Province to review progress and identify existing gaps. The provincial education officer acknowledged that while strides are being made, some learners with special needs continue to face challenges, and teachers require more support and training to effectively implement inclusive education practices. She highlighted ongoing efforts at the Mutinda Hetulema Autism Center in Kabwe, which provides specialized services to learners with disabilities. Mrs. Hamdudu added that a dedicated bus has been provided to transport these learners to and from school, ensuring safe and consistent access to education.
We wish to appreciate the bus workers for the findings which they have presented here. I hope these findings are going to help us as implementers of inclusive education in our schools, in Kabwe, Central Province, and beyond. We are looking forward to a more full and inclusive education in the province and beyond. We thank Rise for choosing Central Province. And I want to thank the media for being here, that they will disseminate this information.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has attributed its victory in the Kasama by-election to a deliberate review of past campaign strategies and strict adherence to party guidance, while dismissing claims that the party abused state resources during the campaign. UPND Deputy Spokesperson Elvis Nkandu said the party undertook a thorough post-mortem following the Chawama by-election, identifying gaps in strategy, messaging and mobilization that required correction. He said the party entered the Kasama campaign unified and disciplined, acting on clear instructions from UPND President Hakainde Hichilema, whom he described as the coach of the team. Mr. Nkandu emphasized that ministers who participated in the Kasama campaign did so in their capacity as politicians and party officials, not as state functionaries. He urged the public to view the Kasama campaign within the broader context of fiscal discipline and responsible use of national resources, insisting that the party's actions were both fair and necessary.
So, as we went to Kasama, the president of the party was very categorical. He gave us strict instructions, and we stick to the instructions of the coach. Who is the coach? The president, Dr. NHM. We couldn't deviate from what we are told to go and do in Kasama. So I think the more reason why we have to win that particular election. Let me take advantage of this opportunity also to say, people of Zambia should appreciate the prudent manner we are using resources of the country. When I take you back, every by-election, starting with President Chirua, President Kaunda, President Satandaga, President Sophia Banda, when there is a by-election, you would see State House, the whole State House shifts to that particular by-election. Since this president came, he has only attended, I think, one by-election, or maybe two, when we just started.
Mazabuka Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo has dismissed a fake letter that is circulating, or rather as fake, a letter that is circulating on social media that purports to speak on his behalf. Mr. Nkombo said the document is not authentic and called for the authors of the letter to be brought up before the law. The Mazabuka lawmaker said he was compelled to address the matter after reading the circulating message, noting that although he rarely engages on social media, the issue required an official response. Mr. Nkombo assured his immediate family and members of the United Party for National Development, UPND, and the nation at large that his position remains unchanged. He reaffirmed his membership to the UPND and pledged his continued allegiance to President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Nkombo has urged the public and party members to disregard the fake letter and treat it with the contempt it deserves.
First of all, the letter that is circulating is fake, and the author is required to be called to the law that some things never change. I am a bona fide member of UPND who subscribes full allegiance to the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, and therefore kindly treat that news with the contempt that it deserves.
Katondo Box Primary School head teacher Henry Ingwe has welcomed the construction of a new ablution block at the school, describing it as a major boost to sanitation and learning conditions. The school had previously been using pit latrines, which were not hygienically safe for both learners and teachers. He noted that the new ablution block is expected to significantly improve sanitation standards for pupils and staff once it is officially commissioned. Mr. Ingwe has thanked the government for its continued commitment to improving school infrastructure across the country. The ablution block at Katondo Box Primary School has been constructed using Constituency Development Fund, CDF.
To see government efforts and the political will of putting up infrastructures like an ablution block, water borne toilet, which has never existed in place of Peter Twins, this is a remarkable project that has been put yet to be commissioned. As the head teacher of this school, I'm so proud and thankful to government for such a gift to this school.
In international news, Mozambique is grappling with its worst flooding in decades, just months after recovering from a devastating drought. Nearly 700,000 people have been affected, with over 100,000 forced into temporary shelters as homes, farmland and roads were submerged. The United Nations warns severe overcrowding is creating dangerous conditions, especially for women, girls and the elderly, and those with disabilities. The World Food Programme says it is scaling up to reach 450,000 people with life-saving food and nutrition assistance, but urgently needs $32 million to do so. Specialized vehicles, boats, trucks and aircraft, as well as helicopters, are being deployed to reach isolated communities cut off by washed-out roads and bridges. UN agencies stress that risks are far from over. With continued rainfall forecast, more displacement is expected and urgent international support is critical. Ross Smith, WFP's emergency response chief, says funding is down 40% from last year, straining efforts to respond. UNHCR is also seeking $38.2 million for 2026 to provide protection and support services in overcrowded shelters, where the most vulnerable face heightened risks of violence, exploitation, and lack of basic services. Still within international news, days after